Lauren and Aaron Smith of Springfield are working to increase awareness about the Bone Marrow Registry and the Blood Center in Springfield. And there's a good reason. Their 10-month-old son, Gabriel, was born with a rare form of anemia and needs regular transfusions. They join us, along with Gabriel, to talk about some of the events coming up to help with this cause. But first, Lauren, let me start with you. Can you tell us how you first knew about Gabriel's condition, how you learned about that?
We had Gabriel. It was a scheduled C-section. And everything went normal throughout the pregnancy, no problems at all. So the doctor didn't expect anything. Within 2 minutes of being born, he turned purple and bruised really quick. They put oxygen on him quickly and then whisked him away to the back, and they had intubated him. He had trouble breathing. And then they found out that he had a narrowed aorta, so they were going to transfer him to St. Louis, fly him out, and then they discovered that he had blood issues. So he doesn't produce platelets and red blood cells as normal. However, his white blood cells are high, so that's what's making it, you know, a rare condition.
Now, you had no idea about this before he was born, so I can only imagine what you were going through at that moment.
Yep, it was shock. We were both in shock. Aaron kept saying everything will be okay, and well, you know, he went with his mom to St. Louis, and my mom was here with me, and you know, 3 days later, I saw him, and he had a breathing tube, and he was on the vent, and in 3 weeks, he was home. So it was a miracle that, you know, he was treated and, you know, practically normal by the time he got home. And physically, he's normal. You wouldn't even know that, you know, anything's wrong with him, which is awesome. But he does need regular blood and platelet transfusions.
There is also a bone marrow transplant that he is scheduled to receive later this year. Can you talk about that?
Since he's classified, he's not diagnosed with anything specific, but he's classified as having bone marrow failure. So they suggested a bone marrow transplant. His hemoglobin, red blood cells, are supposed to be around like 12. They got down to 3.8 at one point, and our doctors here told us to go back to St. Louis, see what they have, and they said bone marrow transplant. So they did find a guy. He's 19 years old. He's really super excited, they said, to donate, and he's a 10 for 10 match, and they found him on the registry.
So the prognosis is good once that happens, right?
Yep. Well, once we do have two things to worry about, which is infection and graft versus host disease after the transplant. And he will have to go through 22 days of chemo prior to the transplant. And we'll all begin that September 2nd.
You know, we have two kids, and neither one of them were a match. And we were very fortunate. The gentleman's, all we know about him is, he's 19, he's out of Europe, and that he is very excited to donate, and that he's a perfect 10 match. And then there was four other sort of things that they wanted from him, and he said no problem whatsoever. So we were very fortunate that, you know, somebody was willing to do that.
Somebody you don't even know.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, I had signed up a long time ago without even thinking about it. I used to work IT at a hospital and signed up for it because they had it, and I never even thought about it. But I'm in the registry, and then this happened, and it was like, oh, yeah, you know. So, you know, this guy doesn't even know us, and he's going to have a huge impact on our family. So, you know, we're hoping that we'll be able to meet him sometime after. And, you know, just to be able to thank him, you know, it's amazing that somebody that's a complete stranger and just how much of, you know, probably something that's not going to be a big deal to him, honestly, you know, a couple days in the hospital maybe, and it's going to affect us for the rest of our life.
There's a financial burden with going through this. Is that something that you guys are able to deal with?
It is a financial burden. I'm a stay-at-home dad. Right now, just because of his health reasons, and then we also have a 3-year-old, so I stay at home with both of them.
And I know that Lauren had just mentioned how, you know, he's just kind of, you look at him, he's a regular little boy. I wasn't sure, because I hadn't met him yet, you know, I wasn't sure, you know, would he be somewhat lethargic having to go through all of this type. He's as energetic as any 10-month-old out there.
Yeah, he's really a wonder baby, to be honest. You know, when he first got out there to St. Louis, he had a narrow aorta. He was on a feeding breathing tube and that. And within 3 weeks, you know, the doctors over there are just like, we've never seen a baby do so well. And to be able to go home in 3 weeks is a miracle. It's amazing.
We're talking with Lauren and Aaron Smith and their 10-month-old son, Gabriel. He has a rare form of anemia and needs regular transfusions. He's also scheduled for a bone marrow transplant. Lauren, you did say the bone marrow registry has found an identical match. That's something, though, that you wanted to promote, was the fact that not everybody realizes this registry exists. You can get registered. You can help other people out.
You can search for beamatch.com, and on there they have some questionnaires that you can fill out, and it's all anonymous at first. And then what happens is if you are able to register, there's some criteria there about past medical history and all, then they'll send you a kit to swab your cheek. Also, there's another way, and that's through our blood center here in Springfield. And the blood center, when they set up to do, like, blood donation, they can also do a registry right there. So, you know, when they're doing a, blood drive, they can hand out info and, collect samples right there, too.
There's also some events coming up, including one here in July that's going to be helping to defray some of the costs.
July 18th, we are going to have a Third Thursday art show. And they have that each month, but this month they're going to dedicate it to Gabriel's bone marrow transplant. And we do have the financial burden of, just going over there and gas. We have to stay over there for up to 4 months. Aaron will have to live over there with him. So it's going to be, financially hard being on one income. So the art show is going to be at Donnie's Homespun July 18th at 6 and runs really all night until about 1. They have free band, come out and have dinner at Donnie's and then hang out, view the local artist. They've been phenomenal in supporting us.
I also noticed you have a Facebook page set up, and on that I noticed there were other kids who were also going through maybe some similar types of health situations. So this is really, you've really gotten involved in being an advocate for these children.
We have a close friend. If you go on Facebook and look up Xavier's Hope, our friend has a son who's going battling cancer too, and he's only 6 years old, and he needs regular transfusions also. So this is not only for us, but kids with cancer, other forms of anemia, even adults that are going through. We just saw Robin Roberts go through a bone marrow transplant, and we just need to spread awareness and make people think about it a little bit more. I never thought about it, not till we had a family member who needed it.